Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emerton of the Paulus Fathers. Father Richard Rohr is a Franciscan priest who is the director of the Center for Action and Contemplation in New Mexico, just outside of Albuquerque. This week he offered a reflection called Participating in Original Goodness. My mind quickly jumped to something very similar, saying to myself, oh, he means co-creating in the image of God. This is what we're called to do, and I'm pretty sure Richard would agree, to be co-creators with God. We are, each and every single one of us, created in the divine image. And so whatever we do, whatever we say, whatever we create, should be created with that original goodness, with the mind of God in our minds. Anything we create should reflect original goodness, our original goodness. Take a few moments sometime today and really think about this. Every single thing, everything we see, taste, smell, touch, everything is created in the divine image. And not only everything we can see or touch, but all the things that we can't touch and can't see. Every quark, neutrino, every subatomic particle, every tiny little atom in the entire cosmos, each and every one of them have been created in the divine image. Each and every one of us have been fashioned in the divine image. And so we are created so that we may be co-creators with the divine. And there are people who create this way. This past weekend, I was privileged to see and hear a Down syndrome young man who was blind, and he played Moonlight Sonata. He played it in a way that had everyone in tears. I had heard that piece of music any number of times, but this time was different. Everyone had a tear in their eye, including the young man who was playing. Talk about creating in the divine image. I love architecture, and I went to a new dentist this past week, and when I walked into the office, I was floored. It was incredible. It was breathtaking. There were no doors. There were arches everywhere. There was a feeling of openness and freedom in every direction. And then even when I sat in the dentist chair, which is not something I really enjoy doing at all, there was a sense of privacy in the openness. It really felt very Middle Eastern, and it makes sense because the dentist I was seeing was from the Middle East, and he was reflecting his culture, his ideas, the things he grew up with in what surrounded him that day. We can create in the divine image anywhere, anytime, with whatever abilities that we have. We can use paints and brushes. We can use fresh soil and clay pots. We can use words on a page in terms of poetry, or just the way we greet people. We can bring divine compassion, divine love to others in our actions, in our speech, in all that we say and all that we do. Even washing the dishes and taking out the trash, cleaning our rooms, our apartments, our homes, even these can be seen as divine actions, restoring the divine image in our surroundings, in the people and places we visit and take part in. It's probably especially true if we recycle and compost. It's creating and recreating in the divine image. It's always our choice, no matter who we are or where we are, no matter what we do for a living or whatever really small task is right in front of us. It's always our choice to be creators in the divine image or not.